This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov accused Belarusian opposition members who left the country during recent protests of seeking bloodshed, according to the RIA news agency on Sunday. He added that Belarusian opposition leader Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya, who fled to Lithuania following a disputed election 2 weeks ago, has been pressured to make more statements. His words come as tens of thousands of Belarusians joined an anti-government demonstration in the capital Minsk Sunday to protest President Alexander Lukashenko's claim to a sixth term. Protesters demanded the president's resignation in a gathering that local media reported had amassed crowds of more than 100,000 people. The EU has rejected the results of the election and has vowed to sanction Belarusians responsible for ballot fraud and a police crackdown that saw nearly 7,000 people arrested and sparked gruesome allegations of torture and abuse in police custody. Two people were killed in clashes in Ivory Coast that erupted between rivals armed with clubs and machetes after President Alassane Ouattara was chosen to run for a controversial third term, local sources said Sunday. Young opposition supporters on Saturday took to the streets in several towns, especially the southern cocoa-growing hub of Devo, after the president accepted his party's nomination for the October poll. Tensions have been running high since the president's decision to run again. Despite having already served two terms, the maximum permitted under the Constitution, he had planned to hand the reins over to the country's prime minister, who died of a heart attack in July. The 78-year-old incumbent and his supporters now say that a 2016 constitutional tweak has reset the clock on